From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
GW alum and Averitt wide receiver Sean Watlington was named second team All-ODAC on Tuesday. Watlington caught 23 passes for 396 yards and 3 touchdowns this season. It's the second year in a row he has received All-Conference honors. The College Football Playoff Committee released its latest rankings last night, and two ACC teams are currently in the projected playoff field, with a third just on the outside. In the new rankings, Oregon remains at number 1, with Ohio State at number 2, Texas at 3, Penn State at 4, and Notre Dame at 5. Miami, Georgia, Tennessee, SMU, and Indiana are ranked 6 through 10. In the current rankings, Oregon, Texas, Miami, and Boise State will be the top 4 seeds and get byes. Clemson is currently ranked number 12 and will be the first team out of the playoffs due to Arizona State leading the Big 12 standings. In college basketball, number 1 Kansas beat 11th ranked Duke 75-72 to improve to 6-0 on the season. DeJuan Harris finished with 14 points and 9 assists for Kansas, while Tower East Proctor finished with 15 points and 6 rebounds for Duke, who dropped to 4-2 on the season. Just one day after UNC head football coach Mac Brown said he planned to return next season, the school announced that that won't be the case. Athletic director Bubba Cunningham informed Brown on Tuesday that this will be his last season at UNC. Brown has coached a total of 16 seasons at UNC. He is the only coach in FBS history with over 100 wins at two schools, with 113 at UNC and 158 at Texas. He will coach UNC in the regular season finale on Saturday against NC State. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.